this college football championship recap and college basketball preview edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's betteredge.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ride Real Money Kramer. It's happening, Kramer dog.
I'm starting to get a little nostalgic. The football season is wrapping up. We're here to say goodbye to a season. Made it. I mean, even though some of the conferences started halfway through the season, we made it. I'm kudos to college football. I mean, except for the Big Ten, they don't get kudos for anything.
Not the Big Ten. Joining us, a man who always gets kudos, third man in the booth, Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase, aka Pick Dundee. Colby, they said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done. They said college football season couldn't happen, and yet here I am. Looking at the spreadsheet with all these winners.
What's up, guys?
Colby's in studio today.
Don't play with us.
Of course, Colby was. If you caught some of the pregame, postgame show, or the recap show, do yourself a favor and watch the
check that episode out.
The wild card recap show where we talk about the national championship game. Colby called in via the locker room app. And I don't know what it is about your headphones, Colby. Gave you a crazy lisp to the point that you sounded like Mike Tyson. Kramer and I have been in the audio game for a long time. Almost 1,000 episodes in, been a guest on. I've heard every sort of audio malfunction. Never once have I heard one that gave you a perfect lisp. It was. When you first called in, I'm looking at Ryan. I'm like, is he fucked up? Is he on? Is it booze? Is it pills? What's going on? Did he just go to the dentist?
Now, had I been on pills, would you have voided my contract? Huh?
I mean, when you, I genuinely hadn't laughed that hard in a long time.
Dude, I had a hard time talking because I was seeing you guys. I was watching it on mute.
The chat was going nuts.
The video. I'm rocking and I'm laughing so hard. The back of my head, like with the neck and the head combined, just is that the cerebral cortex? It started to hurt. Like I felt like I was. Am I having a stroke? What is going on? I truly believed you were fucking with us, or you had been to the dentist and you were really fucked up. I'm not kidding. I even asked Sean. I'm like, Colby's gonna come over, and he's gonna have a list because he had some dental work done or something.
You took out the headphones and you sounded kind of normal, but I still thought there was like a 5-10% chance you'd be in studio with a lift and talking about your college football picks.
Oh man, but
Blake Bortles is not better than Dakota Prescott.
Oh, dude, I mean, How about those gems?
You were though? Getting so fired up with a lisp. It was awesome. And really the greatest advertisement we've ever put out for subscribing to our YouTube channel, because if you were there to witness it live in the YouTube chat, it was truly a beautiful moment.
But back to your comment, if you got the games done, can we do a special fuck you to the New York Times?
That
published that UConn won the national championship because they didn't play a football season. What a bunch of pieces of shit.
Yeah. And all these,
I missed that one. Yeah. Was that recently?
In the past like week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause then it was crazy. I mean, before the season, this is the darkest day. The Big Ten decided to play football. And yeah, I mean, yeah.
Such little pussies. Shut the fuck up.
Right. The grown adults are making their own decisions. Everyone can kind of decide, you know, where they're at on this thing.
Those are people that never played football.
No, they never strapped on the pads. Not real men. Like myself.
They never made the sacrifice.
Maybe they could make a 42-yard field goal.
They never played. They never played 2 years. Varsity.
Oh man, that is a great video. All right. This is a fun podcast. We're going to do a little deeper dive on the college football season. A little recap there. Brief look ahead at the FCS, which we will be covering with a weekly podcast here.
Promise.
Taking the place of the XFL, previously spot taking place of. So it was the AF. Now, then it was the XFL. Now it's the FCS.
It's starting to be an American tradition. That's what I'm thinking about this.
And just looking at the schedule, there are way more games. I mean, that was my only beef with the XFL. You know, there would only be like what, four games a week.
So we're going to have
two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
FCS, there was like 12 game slate. This is going to be awesome.
The Colby six pack will be alive for the spring.
We're going to get a Colby's case.
If you go to like week two, it gets to like 20 or 30 games.
Let me ask you this. Name me another mainstream media company, Sean, that has covered spring football 3 years running. Find me that.
And I'm curious your opinion. You see Tyler Heineken out there, and you saw the Browns started an offensive lineman. I'm struggling to think of his name right now. That was in the XFL, but just in this playoff game.
Yeah,
they had to start him. And you saw Greg Ward with the Eagles. I don't know how you feel about him, but I'm saying like you're seeing that.
Oh, Heineke is a great example. Yeah.
Heineken,
the Washington football quarterback. He had a hell of a game, and kudos to him. And of course, friend of the program, Joe Theismann, all over that on the old Twitter. All right, let's get to it. But before we do, want to shout out our new pals over at WinBet. That's right, WinBet. You want a $500 risk-free bet? All you got to do, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. Sign up there. Email your screenshot in podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Get yourself a free t-shirt. Tons of boosted bets. They got a nice little wheel spin to boost the parlays. They got my brother who's in Jersey. He sent me some screenshots of their live wagering. Said it's pretty awesome. And again, if WinBet isn't active in your state, and again, whatever state you're in, make sure you download the right app. If WinBet not active in your state yet, you can still get that free t-shirt by referring a friend. Hashtag DGen Army, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. Taking a look at our picks for the season, coming in first place, call me Dan, AKA the Dantabase.
I didn't realize it was a competition.
110, 80, and 32 ties. Oh, I think a lot of those were games that didn't happen, but 57.89.
We can call them a push, Sean.
I'm literally, well, you have the T up there, Ryan. So
all right, let me
adjust that to a P.
I was a little disappointed though. I never got a COVID game right.
No, I got a couple.
I didn't go back. I Sean and I believe were the leaders in the house with two COVID correct picks, and it really just came down to just that heavy lean on the Big Ten being pushed.
Big Ten really.
Well, there was nothing better than when I picked Michigan to have the second COVID game, and by the time that like I woke up the next morning, they had already canceled. It was like an early it's like when you bet on a team and say they snap the ball over the quarterback's head and give up a touchdown to the other team on the first play.
Dude, well, I think our fans had fun with it. They were tweeting me some ideas of what games would be COVID. So I think it's something maybe we continue on into the FCS ranks and perhaps college basketball.
Well, hopefully we don't have to do it much longer. I came in second place.
Well, I'm just saying, look, if we're gonna have the fucking thing, Colby, we might as well bet on it.
We can come up with new bits.
Colby likes the bit so much. It's a great fucking.
We might as well bet on it. Right, have some fun. Fuck it,
Colby. Yeah, COVID will be gone for years. Colby's still like trying to revive the bit.
I came. You guys want to do that COVID game bit again? Oh man.
I came in second, 109-81. Kramer in third, 102-88. Kramer, however, the leader in the clubhouse with 67% on the locks. I came in second, 60. Colby only 50% in the locks. However, dominated in his bonus locks, an amazing 71%.
The hardest part is ranking the games that you feel best about.
Yes.
Like you got like seven that I feel like 7 to 10 that I feel good about every week. But the number one, fuck, that's a roller coaster, man.
Well, and one of us, I know Sean, you're touting, and I'm sure you're not going to tout me in the brightest of lights, but only one of us was above 50% in both their lock and bonus lock.
Oh, okay. That is Ryan. Congratulations, Ryan.
That's me.
I was at 50, so I mean, I'm in there.
I was at 50 for my bonus locks. Kramer, I was going to say you next, but you already got to your percentage there, so enjoy that.
Push monkeys.
Colby dominating with the teases again, 59%.
How are we doing, guys? You guys always give me shit about my, hey, it's a key number, dude. Fuck all that. You know what I mean? Just play ball, baby.
I don't want to, but maybe next time we get Colby on the locker room, Sean, we can have him call himself his new name, the
Dick Dundee,
the czar of teasers.
Oh, the teaser.
There's a lot of S's in there and Z's. That's going to be a tricky one for you to say. And shout out to the chat, Sean. We are live on YouTube. YouTube.com/ Sports Gambling Podcast.
Two different guys checking in saying they lost it listening to the Colby Lisp episode. Shane Canyon saying my wife kicked me out of bed because I was laughing so hard. Dakota Tillotson saying I was walking my dogs in the University Hill when Colby was going off about QBs with that lisp. I was bent over crying laughing. People couldn't stop staring. So you're impacting the world abroad, Colby.
I mean, I think we should just do this.
We just have to have you permanently have a list.
Yeah,
this is one of our greatest bits of all time.
Can we can't get away from post.
Right? No, I think it's perfect because it's only his call-in voice.
So yes.
So just all
a disguise.
It's
the perfect
like
crime.
Stefan Urkel. which guy's cooler? That's what I want to know.
Lisp Dundee. Well, Alabama, as predicted on the pregame show by two out of the three of us, dominating performance, 52-24 of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Wow!
And watching that game, and watching what happened, it to me jumped out at me. A perfect opportunity for another nomination.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens. Oh,
we salute you,
Steve Sarkisian. That's right, Steve. You know, a lot of people, when they get fired for showing up to their job drunk multiple times, they would maybe get some treatment, seek a new job. Not you, Steve. You kept plugging along, went to Alabama, and then on your run to winning a national championship as the offensive coordinator, you still found it. Time for a $30 million lawsuit claiming that you were fired for having a disease. And what better for a true degen only? You get fired for your job for drinking on the job. It leads you to a national championship. And now you are the head coach of the University of Texas, signing a $30 million contract. Congratulations, Steve Sarkisian. Truly a real man of degens.
Former Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
There you go. El Camino College.
That's probably where you got the taste for the bottle up there in Saskatchewan.
Oh, and underrated because he's a soaker. BYU for a couple years. A little bit all over the place.
Well, Brian, real quick, not to interrupt, please make a note of to have Colby say Saskatchewan the next time he calls in on the locker room app.
No, I don't think we stop there. It's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So there's plenty of vowels and consonants put together that are going to be tough for a man with a speech impediment. Real quick on the Steve Sarkisian note. Is this not
also
the most
a good one to have Colby say?
Is this not the most obvious fail?
Texas is Texas, man. They just keep look. If you take out the Mack Brown years, they've actually kind of been dog shit, or not dog shit, but like just a little bit, a little bit over average.
It's hard
for about 50 years.
So here's the problem: when you sign a deal with the devil, you got to deal with the devil. And I think when you go to a school like Texas, sure, they can back up the dump truck with money, but now you got to deal with those boosters. Now you got to deal with the pressure. They've brought in a lot of good coaches that people have been excited about, and Texas breaks them. This is a school that doesn't even need to recruit, and they just get five stars falling on their doorstep. And Steve Sarkisian is a man who does, he has never in his entire career had it together. He has never had it together. And now he's going to the most difficult, arguably the most difficult job in college football. And I can't wait to take their under next year.
Well, Tito's Coleman, Vodka, the home of Tito's Vodka, Austin, Texas. So he might have
very
some,
tempting for Steve.
I just don't get it. Like who, you know, I haven't talked to any Texas. How are you? Are you excited if you're a Texas fan?
Well, I mean, I think you see what they did in the national championship, and that's what you talk yourself into of unleashing the offense.
But, how many Devontae Smiths are on? I mean, Texas can recruit good, but not with Bama's player development and everything.
I mean, let me ask this. We've seen this before. How was Washington when he was there?
Was it very good?
Was it legendary?
He actually brought them up because Pryor, I believe, was Willingham, and they struggled
because because a good offensive system will raise a program. The problem is he's not going to Washington. He's at Texas.
Yeah,
and his gimmicks might work in the Big 12, but this is crazy. It's a stupid hire.
A bad hire.
He's gone in 2 years. You know, this might age as well as my Blake Bortles is better than Dakota Gray and Prescott. I'll be surprised if Sarkisian is the head coach of Texas on this day, 2023.
Well, and Exville Jim in the YouTube chat throwing in a great line about the boosters at that Texas program and they're meddling. I mean, kind of dealing with a similar situation with the Eagles. It feels, especially with the offense last year, too many cooks in the kitchen. And you know, you see the great college football programs. Why are they great? It's just one dude who says, this is my program. Yeah. This is how I run it. Everyone else shut the fuck up and fall in line. And it works for certain programs. Obviously it can go awry, but you can't have the boosters that involved. It just seems like a recipe for disaster.
And let's also get back to this here. And I'm not trying, like, tell me if this is ridiculous. Do you think you could call plays at Alabama? Because like Sarkisian got to watch at first because Kiffin was,
I think we're about to find out when they brought in Bill O'Brien as offensive coordinator. Because you think anyone can call plays for the Alabama offense? Someone had a great tweet going, he's already trying to trade Devonta Smith.
100% not kidding. It's an upgrade. Bill O'Brien's as the offensive coordinator will be an upgrade over Steve Sarkisian. I think in this particular year, Steve Sarkisian, it just worked.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably a pretty good offensive coach. He's just not a head coach. We've seen him fail there before.
I mean, he might be, I just feel like I think he's actually like, all right. But I just think Texas, what are you doing? Like Tom Herman, you pull up the schedule from a season ago. They actually almost went undefeated. They had, I think three or four losses, but it was like by double overtime to Oklahoma. They were winning with like 2 minutes left against TCU and Iowa State.
Offense wasn't the problem in Texas. I just like they're solving the wrong problem here.
Yeah, it does feel like maybe go defensive hire there, but
Texas
is the man.
Texas can recruit so well that they could, like, if they were a defense first team, they could dominate the Big 12.
But dude, think about the Big 12 the way that it's heading. I mean, Oklahoma's not going anywhere. I actually think they'll be better since Spencer Rattler was a freshman. Iowa State's not going anywhere at all. No. And I think K-State will be up again next year. I think Baylor can only go
Kansas
up. I think
West Virginia on the door.
Can only go up. All right. Kansas has got a five star wideout.
So let me ask you this.
They gotta be
How
better.
Does that happen?
Let me ask you this, Cole.
Yeah.
Pick what's the team not named Alabama or Clemson? Or I guess we can say Ohio State too. Who's gonna be in the, like, who's the team we're talking about next year? Because
could be Oklahoma.
If there's one thing I've learned from college football over the past couple of years is what's the point of watching the season? Obviously I enjoy the games. Bet on Alabama to win the national championship. No, sprinkle Clemson, whatever.
Ryan, you know? And you're wearing the Virginia Tech Hokies hoodie. Is that in support of the Virginia Tech football program, yeah, or are they still on probation?
Basketball only, Sean. Fuck Duke. Duke four, Virginia Tech now 4-4 against Duke over their last eight. And I got like this program, unlike the football program, which Whit Babcock, athletic director, needs to look at what he's done with the basketball program. This dude knows what he's doing. And this is a team that will get me way too excited. And I don't know if we want to get into the college basketball yet, but this team was picked to finish 11th in the ACC. And much like some great Hokie teams of the past, they are overperforming expectations. Here's the difference.
They had Diarra opt out too.
Here's the difference. Yeah. This coach knows what the fuck he's doing. And more so, I mean, Buzz Williams, it's frustrating because he left. Obviously, he was always going to leave to get more money. He's a great coach too. But this dude's on the same level. So I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued because right now I am in the transfer portal for the football program, hoping to pick up a nice FCS squad.
Well, yeah, perfect transition because FCS right around the corner as a show. We do not have a team that we're rooting for. We adopted the Roughnecks. And I think it would be fun since it's spring football. We all pick a team to hop on for the FCS. We're taking applications. Colby, who are you leaning us towards? Again, listeners,
can I make a suggestion? We have until week three to make our claim so we can watch a couple games. I want to make sure I'm not picking a teal field. I want to make sure I'm picking a proper.
We got to have a preseason favorite.
I mean,
we can't be going into week one not knowing who we're backing.
If Colby's going to take us down that journey, we're going to be rooting for half the league, though. That's you know true. How Colby likes to roll. These are all small market teams.
As long as they're outdoors, baby.
He had two different XFL teams out of eight teams. So
gotta love them all, buddy.
25% of the league was his team. Who should we be considering in the FCS to potentially make our team, or who do you think? I know you don't want probably the heavy favorite like a North Dakota State. You want some scrappy underdog. Are they gonna be doing a traditional playoff at the end, right?
Yeah, I mean, they did downsize it. It's normally 24, but because of how many teams opted out, they downsized it to 16 this year.
Okay.
But traditionally it's 24. Yeah, they're going to do a real playoff. And I went to a, have you been to Missoula? Any of you guys been to Missoula?
I've not been to Missoula.
That's a great city. So I went to a Eastern Washington at Montana game, sold out, the whole town, you know, shuts down for these games. That was an awesome experience. So I'm kind of, you know, partial to the Grizzlies.
And again, maybe, you know, knock on wood, depending on when a large gatherings can happen, but that would be awesome to be able to get to the FCS championship game, Final Four.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll put that on the list.
Patty C did go to JMU, guys.
It's a lot of those conferences too that you're used to hearing in the basketball talk, right? It's the
Northern
Patriot
Iowa.
Leagues. It's the
Missouri
Big Sky
Valley. Yeah.
The Big South. You know the CAA. So you know when we make the jokes about the basketball schools,
yeah,
we're breaking down football at basketball.
And let's talk about this because I'm curious what you guys think.
Early favorite for me. I've started doing the deep dive already because you know, no offense to the NBA, but this is way more interesting. Eastern Washington plays on the red field,
red turf.
We do like schools from Washington. Feels like maybe this could be a
Cooper Cup's alma mater,
little brother relationship. So they're, and also we loved Moscow, Idaho.
They play in a dome, dude. Fuck you.
I'm just saying we
great name though. The Vandals. Great name.
The Vandals. Yeah. We enjoyed a night out before the world ended in the beautiful city.
That's where Brady Elway started.
That's where Brady Elway started. It's also where you guys enjoyed a delicious hamburger and enjoyed a delicious chickpea burger. Not proud of that moment, happens.
No, but I'm curious as we go forward. Obviously, I think this is going to be fantastic because one of the things I've always loved FCS football, but it was really hard to hammer that in during a slate of 62 games or 80 games on College Football Saturday.
I think FCS is going to stay in the spring. I know they're worried about maybe it impacts some of these guys getting a shot at the draft, but I don't know. I think once they get a taste of these ratings and TV money,
figure out a way to have a secondary draft.
Right. And what about this angle here is like one of the most compelling that I heard that they're going to go back to playing in the fall was that the money they get from playing the big school. And I say, well, that will be like playing spring ball. You know how you play a spring game traditionally.
Start putting them in the preseason.
So you do a one and done because Alabama and the SEC loves to schedule an FCS on November 20th every year.
So preseason that, for the FCS.
Yeah, you'll get $1 million or $2 million.
You get a tune-up, you get your ass beat.
You get your ass beat, and then you're ready for the season in February.
And you're rich.
This has got to happen because it makes too much sense. We get football. I've you know, on the College Experience, I've talked about this forever. You go to Europe, and there's so many levels of soccer going pretty much year round.
The problem
we need that with football here.
But the difference is, and not to, I like your idea for this country. The difference is soccer over there. They're all on the same calendar, so the hiatus is all kind of line up. So it's all happening at the same time. I think in this country, we don't have the ability to have that kind of laddering system where, because in a perfect world, right, the FCS is just in like the fifth division, and you know, you work your way up to the pro level. But in this country, we're not capable of that. So why not have your spring secondary professional league and your secondary college?
It would be perfect, dude. Like we sign off.
You're telling me you're not gonna give a random kid a chance who, like, on a random Saturday on a primetime game, you know, just has a nice kickoff return. And you're like, oh, that kid can play. You know, Belichick's watching the game from his island home with some bitches.
Yeah,
and he's that looks like a young Julian Edelman.
You could make a case that this will help these guys get drafted because they will get more TV exposure.
Well, and the case like Quincy Patterson, that was the Oregon transfer for Virginia Tech. He played like, I don't know, maybe like 20 snaps this year. Looked all right at times, but there was too many cooks in the kitchen. So he transferred to North Dakota State, where he's going to start in a few weeks. So, I mean, if you're a backup at Alabama, if you're fourth string quarterback right now, if you get an opportunity to go play for Hampton, you know, why not?
Yeah.
I think it's
get those reps in.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the perfect example, right? You miss out on playing. Let's say you think but you don't want to lose that you transfer, and maybe you can even figure it out where the eligibility
can, hangs over semester. It's still,
it's different same semester, different year, or same year, different semester.
All right, well, send us in your suggestions of who should be our FCS team. We'll make a decision for our week one win totals. Hopefully they'll have win totals out for FCS. What are we talking about? Of course they will.
Are you sure?
They're going to have DraftKings, right? That's what we got to.
That'll be
it,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Giant DFS FCS slate.
Definitely.
Heck yeah. Oh man, this is fun. Better Edge, baby. If you haven't signed up over at betteredge.com, BETTOR edge.com. I don't know what you're waiting for. Legal in 40 states. No VIG betting. It's like a stock market, basically. Hey, I have this position on the Bills -6.5. I'm putting that out there. Who wants to take the other side? It's a sports market stock exchange. Again, I had a rough week, but if you were buying up my the stuff I threw out there, you had a great week. And they're doing another $10 contest. Very simple, $10 to enter the SGP wildcard wager or a divisional round wager, a contest, $10. And the best part is winner take all battle royale. You're basically given 1,000 of their units, spread them out however you want. Maybe you put it all just on Green Bay moneyline, hope for the best and hope everyone else blows out their bankroll. But again, $10 to enter, winner take all. That's going to be a lot of fun. And plenty of other stuff to get your action in on. Sign up today over at betteredge.com. Use a promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP.
Sean, last time we were talking, Better Edge, XFL Jim asked if it would make him a stockbroker if he put it on his resume. Says he put it on his resume and it got him a job.
Oh, awesome.
Congrats. At a weed shop.
Oh, there you go.
So congratulations to XFL Jim.
Definitely follow XFL Jim on Twitter. He just had a incident with a raccoon stealing some of his hot links out of the garage. Got scratched up pretty well. So unfortunately the D-gens are dropping like flies. So get well soon, XFL Jim. He got his rabies shot. Those,
you know a little bit about dealing with vermin that carry rabies, Sean.
You know, I should have given him some tips on how to properly trap and release. Yeah,
both possum and one from Walgreens.
My friend, who's an attorney, told me not to admit to releasing the possum on the podcast because it violated California wildlife laws. Ooh. You're allowed to kill a possum if it's on your territory. Or in your house or whatever, you're not allowed to catch it and release it in a different area. So I deferred to the higher authority, which was my wife, who said I wasn't allowed to kill the possum. and I broke the law. So come get me.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like an Ace Ventura guy out there that was his job?
You got to watch out that, the fishing game, they don't fuck around.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around. I'm not, I knew nothing about this. The views of Sean are his and his alone.
ACC. Well, I think it'd be fun again.
How are we doing this?
I haven't caught a ton of college basketball so far. I've dipped my toe in. I like to start easing my way in as football ends, get ramped up for conference tournament, and then just drown myself, waterboard myself in March Madness content and insights, yes, analysis. I think it's just fun. We'll just talk about each conference. Colby will give us some takes. Kramer, I'll chime in where appropriate, but ACC.
Be honest, you're playing blackjack over there.
Place your bets, sir. ACC, Louisville out to an 8-1 start. Virginia Tech.
What?
They just had a nice little outright money line win.
Let's go.
Big picture takeaway so far on ACC basketball right now, Colby.
This is going to be a common theme, I think, for everything except the West Coast Conference. Is that it's anyone's game, and that's what makes it so compelling to me. And I mentioned this on the College Experience, you know, over the past 2 years, is I think, you know, as a guy that's watched a heavy amount of college basketball since like 1991. I think we're,
on the video, Colby just nodding so furiously since 1991. Yeah, I love it.
I mean, I think we're entering a golden era, starting a few years ago when Michigan and Villanova, and then the Texas Tech Virginia championship game. But those tournaments, it's really anyone's field. It's no longer, and I think it's personally great for the sport that we're seeing Kentucky struggle. They lost to Bama tonight. They have a losing record. They've been losing all year. Duke and Carolina don't look the part. Michigan State's had their issues this year. The Blue Bloods, Arizona. It's
counterintuitive, because you would think the Blue Bloods, they look good coming off the bus.
They have better infrastructure in these weird seasons.
But that's the thing, is that the game is evolving, and they'll go for those one and dones, and you can't get. Yeah, maybe by March, Kentucky might be a really dangerous team to play, but the grad transfer has kind of neutralized that. Yeah. I feel like, so you know, you go and get some grad transfers from smaller schools, or you know, wherever, even Division II, that can play. And all of a sudden, like Texas Tech, the year they had it, and they could make a run this year. They had a bunch of grad transfers on that team. So I think it's going to be great. But to answer your original question, the ACC, I mean, I think it's anyone's field. But if I had gun to my head right now, I think Virginia Tech, Clemson, UVA,
right,
and Florida State. But whoa. I mean, I think it's anyone's field. Short of BC and Wake.
My boys, Syracuse? Always have a soft spot for Syracuse. Only 1-2 in the conference. They are 7-3 overall. What is your early take on that Orangemen?
I think they've overachieved, like based on my expectations, but I still think they're somewhere in the middle.
Well, now, what do you think? Is there any specific factor that's causing this year, at least early on, to be such a crapshoot? Is it the COVID thing? Is something happening different recruiting wise?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is I think it's the evolution. It's like last year, I really felt that had the tournament started, I thought it was going to be potentially Baylor, Kansas, or Dayton to win that thing. Kansas was the only blue blood that you could say, okay, they're still doing it. I just think it's the way college basketball is trending. Well, Texas Tech and Virginia had never played in the national championship prior to that.
That was the conversation going into last year. And I think for most people, maybe the common college basketball fan didn't watch March Madness last year. So it's been a little while since they've been in touch with the college game, but I think the conversation was all about how wide open it was, how 20 teams,
Gonzaga also
20 teams could have a legitimate chance. Like the gambling perspective was like, don't buy your futures yet. There's so many teams. You'll probably be able to get the same value in the round of 32 after you see them play a game.
I think the past 10 years it's been trending this way, but you can look throughout the history of college basketball. The past 10 years we've seen, you know, the likes of Wichita State, VCU, Loyola, the Marymount in the Final Four. And that's not because, this never happened before. You know what I mean? Like that's, And then forgetting Butler too. Like they've had a lot of mid majors.
Well, I do think, you know, part of the advantage of the larger school historically was television, right? Mm-hmm. Get more people, get more eyes on the product, bigger arena, TV deal. Now everyone's on TV. And I think that that's one of the neutralizing factors. And I think when you're talking about the fact that it's funny because football is doing the opposite, right? Like football, it's the same couple schools. Meanwhile, it's easier too, right? The infrastructure for basketball, but easier to maintain.
It's the one and done thing though. That hurts. It's hard to build chemistry that fast when another team has been playing for 4 or 5 years.
Well, together. I mean, yeah. I mean, the whole thesis of the fucking Bill Simmons asshole 10,000 page book on basketball is that like team chemistry is like it. Like in order to win, you need to build that team and have all those gaps filled with the different personalities and different roles. And I think to your point, one and done, it's really hard to do that. It's why Coach Calipari probably doesn't get enough credit for how well
he's actually
weaves
a good coach.
It together.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of people like the shit on him
but the advantage of a smaller school and being able to have that kind of 3 or 4 year cycle where you're like, well, I know I'm not playing for this year and next, but you know, in 3 years, we're going to have a whole bunch of seasoned dudes. And that's what we've seen, right? Like, think of every upset story we've seen recently, especially, and it's all about some senior laden team that has some guard play and a coach
their free throws
and a coach that's been with the squad. Like they're all, and this is like a ride or die year.
Well, and sometimes in a situation where like you see, okay, I'm just going to throw Wofford out there. It's not Wofford. Factual, but I'm saying like Wofford's best scorer leaves and you're like, oh, they're going to suck next year. No, but then they go grab someone from like, you know, a shitty school in the Big Sky. That's their best player, and they put him on that team. And all of a sudden, you're like, "Whoa, they're better than they were the year before that we thought they were nasty." So
and kind of a good transition here. You had mentioned earlier moving over to the SEC. Kentucky kind of having a down year right now, 4-7, but 3-1 in the conference. Is this a Kentucky team that can maybe flip the switch? Certainly, I feel like we've doubted Kentucky before, and because they do recruit so many one and done guys. They do kind of figure it out come tournament time. Do you see that potential with this Kentucky team, or are they truly in for a rough year?
I mean, they need to make the tournament first, but I still wouldn't want to play them because of their height, their athleticism.
And it's like these dudes can just always ball. And so you don't want to like, if they, I could just see it. And again, I haven't watched a ton, but them getting some momentum in the SEC tournament, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they win a couple before everything got shut down, or did they get any of the SEC tournament in?
They might've got one game in.
Okay.
I feel like conferences got one game.
I just wouldn't be surprised.
I think towards the end of the year, they were playing a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of figure it out towards the end and kind of come in and not a team you want to play.
But the thing is they are in a struggle to make the, I know it's only January right now, but I'm saying like they have their work cut out for them because
just to get in.
Well, if you look at them now, they're getting healthy. Getting Keon Brooks back was huge, but they have to. It's everyone's pretty much equal. Like there's a lot of really good teams that aren't great that are there. So night in, night out, they're going to have to win those games that they've been losing for the most part all year. So I don't know that they'll be able to get themselves into the tournament. Obviously they're a big brand and it's on selection, you know, selection Saturday or Sunday, whatever the fuck they say.
Sunday. Typically
they'll try to put Kentucky in because of
of course. Yeah. I mean, Kentucky's arguably one of the single biggest brands in college basketball. I don't know. I mean, I think if you've watched them play any games, they got to play team basketball or they're not going to be able to.
Dude, they had one game, I think, against Richmond where they only had 6 or 7 assists the whole game. It's like, you're not going to win in basketball.
Making use of the televisions out here when I work in the studio, and I've been watching a lot of college basketball. And my one note on Kentucky is just Kentucky and UNC, just not a team. And you know, perhaps they figure it out. There's been teams like that in January.
Kentucky or UNC, I'd worry about more than Kentucky. Just
no. Yeah. To me, it's the same thing. To me, it's the exact same problem. When shit gets tight, they have no idea what to do.
But
and at the end of the day, like that will, like Colby said, it will matter because there's going to be some close games that matter, and they're going to have to, like, I think Colby nailed it. They have to make the tourney first.
Well, and Greg in the YouTube, a perfect point here. Alabama money line tonight. Thanks, Dundee, on that pick.
Did a solo pod on that one.
Yeah, you have, yeah. I mean, I saw you faded the Blue Bloods all the way with Duke. You could have parlayed a fade of Duke and Kentucky and done quite nice.
Yeah, I went 2-1 on those solo episodes where I'm previewing every game. Make sure you check out the college experience. Because
yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. If you're a college basketball fan, I'm sure you're going to be going heavy. As well, FCS. We'll be covering it on our podcast, but
I think we're
subscribed to the college experience.
We went solo off of the network, I think, mid January last year, maybe towards the end of January.
Yeah, it's the numbers. The
we're,
number
we're 523, I think, 524 podcasts.
That's more than one a day.
Yeah, we're trying to hammer these things through.
You did try to preview every college football team.
Now, we will do that this year. All right, we will.
Wait, so let me ask you this. The FCS season starts in a couple months. Will you be doing FCS conference previews?
Ooh. Yes, we could do that.
You're not going to go team by team. Well,
one of the things I
just want to clarify.
Because teams are opting out still currently. Oh,
so you don't. Yeah, we need.
So I'm not going to do that again.
Will there be win totals that we can do a FCS win total preview?
I would think that they got to, right?
Yeah.
They got
it's football. People will be watching.
It's perfect, too, because it's going to be right after the Super Bowl, going into week zero, having more football to break.
Some
down.
Of the best players. If you've never tuned into FCS football, by the way, we just tripped and went right back to football, baby. You got it. Some of the best players that have ever played in the NFL: Walter Payton, Jerry Rice, Steve McNair, Phil Sims, your boy,
my boy.
I mean, I could go on and on. I'm probably forgetting
too dumb
a ton.
To go to a Division One school,
but they all. How about Deion Sanders is coaching Jackson State, man.
We gotta get Deion
on the show. Talk about it.
Prime. Oh yeah. You know,
ask him if there's any big dicks on the team.
He's got that double protein Subway stuff going on. Well, they say if you look good, you play good. And if you play good, they pay good. Mm. You know who looks good? Everyone on our Better Than Vegas videos. That's right. A lot of lookers over there. We got our own profile page over on Better Than Vegas, giving out video picks every day. Subscribe so you don't miss one. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That'll take you right there. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Again, Colby Dant, you'll be seeing him making picks. Ryan Kramer and Rich Fat Baby McKee, myself, Georgia Brooks. I mean, we got a whole squad rolling deep,
NC Nick.
Yeah. Throughout a pick for the national championship, we got you covered. Better Than Vegas is the site. Again, it's like YouTube for sports gambling. Subscribe to our page. You owe it to yourself as a person who enjoys content. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Better Than Vegas. Ooh, Big 12. Big 12 course got a couple big dogs there. Kansas, Texas, Baylor, all already 10 wins. Texas Tech already hit the 10 win mark. Feels like this is a I don't know, pretty strong conference. Where are you at with the Big 12 so far, Colby?
If I had to rate the power conference, I think that probably will be number 2. Big 10 is having an unbelievable Big 10 for
the
last,
because it does seem like they are the conference to beat. But anything jumping out at you so far with the Big 12?
Yeah, I think Kansas is down a little. They're not their traditional team that has these bigs that are so athletic. They're kind of they're trying to spread you out and shoot, and they're not what they are. They lost to Oklahoma State tonight, who's got one of the best players in the country, a 5-star, Cade Cunningham. That I think Oklahoma State's going to be a team that you're not going to want to face night in, night out. They're not eligible to play because they paid a bunch of their players, but in the tournament, but they're going to be a really tough out because that money will speak for some victories. But
we could fix this so easily.
Yeah. You know who's really caught my eye early this year is Texas. Mm-hmm. Shaka Smart in a huge, you know, he really needs a good year. And the way they've been playing defense, you know, they just won at West Virginia the other night.
He might he might finally have that team where everyone's got to been wondering, like, well, VCU is so dynamic with subpar recruits. Why can't he do that in Texas, where again, the 5-stars will just fall in under your footstep or under your doorstep? Perhaps it's because it's an effort thing, or perhaps he just hadn't found that collection. I mean, again, I've watched more college basketball than I typically have watched up until this point in January. They're good. What I worry about is I just have this preconceived notion that Texas will fuck it up. Well, and I see them playing, I'm like, oh, this is going to be nice. They're going to be Sweet 16 and bat like as a four seed and out.
But they also could win the national. Like they play, yeah. They're playing defense at such a great level. Great. But at that same time, I feel like they can have a cold shooting night and lose to anyone in the field. And they play Texas Tech tomorrow. I'm excited to watch that one.
What's your take on the new on Shaka Smart's look?
Oh. Grew the hair out, man.
It's kind of weird, right?
As a guy who's working on a solid perm.
Wait, Sean, have you seen it?
Yeah. I'm just Googling it now.
Oh, okay. So Shaka Smart, of course, you remember him as the head coach of VCU with the bald head, kind of an intense dude. Yeah. The new look in Texas is, I mean, obviously he's going for a, like, let's turn the clock.
Well, speaking of real quick, switching over to the pros, the long haired coach thing, Greg Popovich, I don't know if I retweeted the photo. He's like jumping midair with that crazy long gray hair he has going. That's like flying in the air. And he has a mask. He looks like a Rumpelstiltskin or something.
You sure it was him or that woman coach though, that they had?
Oh dude. No, it is.
I'm fucking around.
It took me a second. Cause it doesn't look like Greg.
Looked like Becky Hammon.
Oh man. I gotta pull the photo up. But just Google Greg Popovich, a crazy ass hair there. Pac-12. Colby, where are you at with the Pac-12? Arizona, not 3-3 so far in the conference. UCLA off to a great start, 5-0, 9-2 overall, 1-4 straight. Where are you at ranking them? If you had to put them, I know you said Big 12 number two. Where are you ranking Pac-12? In the Power Five.
I do think it's way up from what it was 2 years ago, but I still think I'd go Big 10 1, Big 12 2.
You know what this shit is.
3 ACC, and then I would probably there's also the Big East that them or the SEC is the worst out of the
Pac-12 is going to be undervalued going into the tournament, and they're going to shock people like they always do. I mean,
Vice is going to be stoked.
It's setting up that way. We see
Oregon
it before,
fan,
and I'm done doing it. I'm going to double negative. I don't disagree with you, Colby, but you know you can see it from some. The Pac-12 is the Pac-12, and they're just going to shock people.
But they are up and down throughout the conference, way better than they were 2 or 3 years ago.
Anyway, my note on them right now is I think we'll probably be put in a position to contrarian by the Pac-12 come tournament time.
I mean,
some nice 11, 12 seeds in there.
I mean, I think it's a strong.
What about your Buffs, Colby? Where are you at with them this year?
I don't think they're as good as they were last year, but we still have some. A couple months, you know, we lost what's his name to the Mavericks, but McKinley Wright, the point guard, is one of the best point guards in the nation. So I think we'll have a fighter's chance against anybody. And do they run
the bison out on the court?
They need to, man, with the mask.
Shane checking in on the YouTube, and again, perfect reason to subscribe YouTube. You can chime in live. We'll hit your questions. Shane wants to know, Dundee, any dog you like for future conference to win? Any dog plays you like to win the conference upset right now that you're
talking regular season or tournament,
right?
Like either or.
I would say I don't know anything
you want, Colby.
Yeah, any future.
Just say to win a conference.
Give me a conference that'll make it easier.
I mean, I was all over. I don't know the value you'll get with St. Louis, but at the beginning of the year, St. Louis to win the A-10. I liked. I think right now the Big Ten, there's so much carnage because I've never seen this conference this good, and I think you could really go. You could really go like all across. Everyone's thinking it's going to be Iowa or now Michigan. It's undefeated. I mean, Michigan looked great tonight, but it's too early in the year. We saw it with Baylor last year. They caught a rut towards the end of the year. So I think there's still lots of value out there. I would say a team like Illinois in the Big Ten,
4-1.
See, but even that's not that good.
They're one of the favorites. It looks like,
what about, okay. Pac-12. Let's go. What are the Buffs getting?
Colorado is 13-1.
See, I don't think that's crazy. Or Stanford. Stanford's been banged up all year. They're going to get healthy, and I think they're going to be a really tough out for all those teams in the Pac-12. ACC. How about the Hokies? How about Clemson?
What is Tech to win?
Well, it's funny because right, Clemson is one of those teams where Clemson's 10-1. It looks like right now.
I mean, come on, that's good, great value in that.
Hokies 5.5-1. So last year, I remember there was a lot of talk about how this Clemson team was like they're building something. They had that off season, I think a spring trip to like or a preseason trip to like China or somewhere overseas. And they were talking about how this team is building something, and now this is kind of that year. So they are intriguing. I do think that Clemson team is intriguing, but I'm telling you, this I don't want to be optimistic, but this Hokies team is not. They were not scared of Duke. They are not scared of anyone. They weren't scared of Villanova. Like, this dude's a coach.
How about Aluma?
As a championship coach myself, Colby, game recognized game. I'm into the program. Maybe I'm overcompensating for the fact that I hate Fuente and the football team right now. But yeah, are you kidding me? I have a Hokie future in my pocket. It's not old enough to be super big, but you know, I'll sit with a 9.5. I have a +950 in my pocket.
I mean, you gotta be a fan. Like, if you're just a fan of basketball, it's the ACC is so, all these conferences are so wide open. It's fantastic for the sport. I think if you're a Clemson fan, you can actually say, holy shit, we might win the ACC. If you're even a Miami lost tonight, that's had a ton of injuries this year.
It's so fun how the good, like, my favorite moment of this college basketball season, and probably will be my favorite moment of the whole season, is Coach K trying to get the season canceled because he sucks. Like, the fact that Coach K tried to cancel college basketball.
That's when you know
year,
ACC yeah. was up for grabs.
Yeah, like, you raging pussy. You unbelievable fucking weasel.
How about Nate Oates, the coach of Alabama, called him out?
Yeah.
That's always
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, bro? Why? Yeah. All right, cancel your own season. Don't try to cancel everyone else's season. You little
do it like
bitch.
The Ivy League. How they looking?
Jimmy Valvano just rolled over in his fucking grave because you tried to cancel the season. He literally said, "Never give up, you fucking weak weasel."
gotta get some Big Ten talk, and then we'll have Colby give out some early look at some locks here for tomorrow. Before we get to that, want to shout out Ace Per Head, aceperhead.com/SGP. That's where you gotta go. You're starting your own online sportsbook, aceperhead.com/SGP, aceperhead.com/SGP. They got mobile wagering, in-game wagering. They set the lines, they grade the wagers, they do all the heavy lifting. aceperhead.com/SGP. Use that link and get up to 6. That's right. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not, oh yeah, 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. Big Ten basketball, Michigan looking awesome. Of course, not coached by Jim Harbaugh. That could be their key to their success, but big quality win so far. 11-0 overall, 6-0 in the conference. Are they peaking too early, Colby?
I mean, I keep trying to fade them, and I keep, you know, getting my ass kicked fading them. But no, I mean, maybe. I mean, you look at this team, and okay, with Livers and the freshman, the stud freshman they have, Hunter Dickinson, that guy has been a fucking animal. And I thought, I mentioned this a lot on my pod, but getting Phil Martelli, because Juwan Howard had no, you know, besides playing college basketball, he'd never coached. But getting Phil Martelli from St. Joe's, who
said it helps to have coaching experience.
That was I couldn't believe that St. Joe's fired him, because he had taken St. Joe's to 2 Sweet 16s, yeah. 1 Elite 8. And I'm like, what? What are you thinking? So then getting him, who had just Jameer Nelson, Delonte West those years, yeah. Marvin O'Connell.
Oh, Delonte West. Yeah. What an interesting story.
Yeah.
But I've been completely impressed with Michigan, but I am curious because the carnage has to happen because the Big Ten is too good. There's no way they're going to continue to
how be many undefeated. Teams do they get in?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion. Look, you know, I always fight for the small guy. I think every team minus Nebraska should be in. That's so how good the conference
13
is.
13 teams.
That's how good the fucking conference is. Dude.
Penn State has a
this
chance.
Is,
yeah.
This is the most bizarre 2021 take.
They won't do it, but I'm like,
put the whole Big Ten in.
Well, dude, it's like, if you want to put, okay, look, there's 30 conferences, because there's no Ivy. So 30 get the automatic bid. Right, including one Big Ten team. So then you might subtract one besides Nebraska.
Okay, so that you need 12 at-large bids.
I think they
Maryland. Maryland.
Yeah,
that's not crazy. I mean,
you're
seen
putting in Michigan State. That's not crazy.
We've seen the ACC get to 9 or 10 before, haven't we? 9?
And I'm sure, like, throughout the season, one team like Maryland might find themselves with such a bad record that they'll find themselves out of it. But maybe not. You know, like, I legit think they have, you know, 10 or 11 of the best remaining 30.
11 teams made it from the Big East in 2011.
Yeah, they should do the same this year.
So, I mean, they're actually referring to last year, it looks like. But yeah, why not? I mean, look, I don't have a problem with the Big Ten as much in basketball because the way that their style, like the style they bring to the tourney generally,
well, that's is a
like
fun tournament
grown ass yeah. man
banging basketball. Around,
but they haven't won a championship in a long time.
No,
man.
They haven't. Yeah, and that's where it's weird, right?
Because you
get the weird, like the athlete conferences of like the Pac-12 and the ACC.
They've had a couple Final Fours, right? I mean, yeah. Wisconsin was in there, Michigan State,
and even the Wolverines got there. The year we were in Vegas and the Michigan guy hit that like half court shot to fuck up my Houston bet.
Yeah, I mean,
God.
As my uncle says, you don't want to bet on the teams from the conferences with too many white guys.
No, there's value in like, yeah. I mean, well, there's no Ivy League this year, maybe you're right.
Northern Illinois, places like that, South Dakota State.
What about Wisconsin this year, Colby? They were the number one seed going into the Big Ten tournament last year, super high on their team. Obviously didn't get a play in the tourney, but how are they looking so far this year? 10-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference.
Well, I mean, I lost money on them tonight, so it's not a good time to talk to me about them, but I will say you got to love the fact that they are starting 5 seniors. I think that can go a long way, as we mentioned, you know, earlier in the podcast, but I think still, I don't like them I don't think they'll win the conference, but I think it's anyone's game. If you can get the March, the matchups obviously will be huge. So it wouldn't shock me if they're in the Final Four, but at the same time, I probably wouldn't pick them right now. Like gun to my head, if I had to do a Final Four, it would probably be, you know,
Virginia
Gonzaga,
Tech.
Baylor, Texas, and a Big Ten school. I don't know which Big Ten school, but,
whoever last so man standing it's in funny, the Big Ten.
There's an article from a year ago, almost to the date, titled Big Ten on track to set record for most NCAA tournament bids from one conference with 12. So we're not that far off, Colby. So maybe you're not wrong and they'll actually do it.
Keep an eye out for Indiana. Keep an eye out. Trace Jackson Davis, the big man for Indiana. I think in this year's March Madness entirely in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that matters, so, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if will they be able to have fans? No. I don't know how that's going to work out.
I imagine if the state's like bring it here, they're also, I mean, maybe unless it's just a pure bubble, but I figure they'll have like maybe it's they'll have some.
Well,
separation.
They're using like 10 different stadiums, so I don't know. Yeah, but Indiana is a team that I think I've been really impressed with. They lost a close one to Wisconsin in double overtime in a game I thought they should have won.
It does seem like the location being in one relative place will matter. There's got to be a handicapping edge there. I don't know if it's a home court thing. I don't know if it's just the fact that maybe we have like NBA bubble rules apply where you're not having some of the normal.
There will be fun stories. Hopefully, like there was in the NBA bubble of guys trying to sneak chicks in. CJ McCollum setting his room temperature to like 54 degrees to chill his wine.
Well, dude, Bama beat Kentucky today in Lexington. And I was doing that preview pod and I almost faded Alabama, even though I thought like, man, Alabama's just flat out better. But I was like, but they won the national championship in football last night. I was like, they're probably all fucking hung over. I was like, when did that plane land? You know, in Lexington.
Yeah, those videos of them celebrating. I bet a couple of those basketball players were in that celebration as well. They pulled it out though, got the W. All right, Colby, before we wrap things up, let's take a look ahead. Now, of course, Colby picking all the games ATS over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Follow him on Twitter at the Colby D. But why don't you give out a couple early locks for the live listeners and people checking in on the pod? Jumping out of you for tomorrow?
Oh, I can already tell you. Rhode Island -2 at UMass. Rhode Island got a point guard, Fats Russell, kind of a poor man's Iverson.
That is the best name, Fats Russell.
Yeah, he's a really small point guard, but he's got he's just got a kid that's got heart. He's got the rooter
for heart,
you know. But at UMass not very good. I'm all over that.
UMass not good at basketball either.
It's not since the days of Marcus Camby and Calipari.
Right? Just stuck on auto fade at UMass. I like it. All right, I could get behind a Fats Russell play.
I can tell you
that's a great name, by the way.
I think Duquesne getting 7 at Dayton. One of Dayton's best players, Chase Johnson, quit the team. So I would think Duquesne despite they had a bunch of transfers this past season, but they still got scores. So give me Duquesne plus +7.
Texas has Texas Tech tomorrow.
I'm going to take Texas.
Yeah.
Cause Texas Tech, once again, they brought in a lot of grad transfers. McClung from Georgetown, Silva from VCU. I think in March they're going to be a really horrible team to face. But right now they're working out the kinks.
What about our buddies down in Mississippi State, the basketball program? Right now, win bet, and of course, sign up over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win WYNN 6-point favorites at home against Texas A&M. Can they cover that number?
Do we need to get the cowbell?
I mean, I think they should. But A&M, Buzz Williams, you know, they've been kind of figuring some things out, but Mississippi State should.
Yes. Go follow Buzz Williams on Twitter.
All right.
And he'll motivate the shit out of you. And you'll be like, I'm sorry, coach. Didn't mean to fade you.
I'll take Georgetown minus a point and a half against DePaul.
Wow.
I'll just give you a bunch. Louisville minus -7.5 against Wake. Wake's trash.
Wake is
that's all
trash.
You need to hear. All right, Colby, I'm throwing this as my uncle Sean, college basketball uncle. And football outsider. No, I'm not actually an uncle, but I like throwing that nickname. Big dog Sean. Give me Northwestern catching 8 against Ohio State. Here's my angle. We just walked through the Big Ten, and certainly Northwestern kind of on the fringes there.
Okay.
But it's anybody's game in the Big Ten. Give me the team getting 8 points. Do you co-sign that, or are you taking Ohio State?
No, I'll take the 8 points. I feel like I'm going to go.
And they're super, you know, you want to talk about guys who did some drinking and probably depressed. It's the kids over at Ohio State.
But I feel like both teams are kind of in a jam right now. I mean, Northwestern started out red hot for a minute there. It looked like Northwestern and Rutgers might win the Big Ten.
One more game.
Rutgers teasing in both basketball and football.
Yeah.
Patrick Fisher checking in, and I almost threw this one out because I knew you'd have an opinion, but Furman minus -14.5 at the Citadel Wednesday night. Who do you got, Pick Dundee?
Look, I'm really bullish on Furman this year. I think they're going to upset a team probably in March, but 14.5. I feel like sometimes they call off the dogs in these mid majors. So the Citadel's actually playing good this year. It's been a while. Shout out to Stump Mitchell if you know that reference. But give me the 14.5 points per game, or 14.5 points in that game, and give me the Citadel.
Do you want a late night play for me, Sean? Am I allowed to throw one out?
Of course.
Ryan. Boise State is laying 10.5 points at Elevation in Wyoming.
Boise's good.
Good, but not that good. Give me the 10.5 points.
So maybe tie Citadel, Northwestern, and Wyoming money line parlay.
Cross the streams.
And I'll say this, man, one of the hardest things to handicap has been, and this is will favor you in that Wyoming play. So the mid majors are doing the back to back games. So to give you an idea, Boise and Wyoming just played. Boise won by 23.
Yep.
But it's been incredibly hard from a handicapping point of view, because I'm like, no, they're just way better. And then the next game, they lay an egg. So food for thought. Normally, the team that is worse the first game wins the second game, because it's a
nice bounce back spot.
Hold on, Colby's giving me reason to doubt my pick, and then I look at the money split, and I see that
I'm saying you take it.
Woo! It's smoking my weed.
All right, any other picks you want to go, Colby? Give out or save for the spreadsheet?
Yeah, but check us out on every Saturday morning. There's a Periscope. Although you see the Periscope's going under,
it's called Twitter video.
Yeah. Twitter video, with that will be on the SGP network. 8 AM West Coast, 11 AM East Coast.
Sounds right.
We'll go through the best bets of the day.
Well, and I'm going to make an executive decision. Instead of Periscope this Saturday, it's going to be on Locker Room.
Lisp it up, man.
So Colby, host the show on Locker Room. I'll leave it to you as the creative host to decide how long you leave your Lisp headphones in. But yeah, let's do that one on Locker Room. And what time do you do it every Saturday morning?
It'll be 8 a.m. West, so 11 a.m. East, and then figure out the other Central and Mountain time zones.
You just add one or subtract one.
And the app's really easy to use, easy to do your own shows. Sign up. We got a link, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Just download it there so they know we sent you. And I'm sure Colby will tweet out a link at the Colby D, and we'll retweet it at Gambling Podcast.
Come lisp up with me.
you better lispin in for Colby's lead pipe locks.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
I still can't believe it's real.
It's still real to me. Damn it.
I still can't believe it's real.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Sign up over at WinBet. Get in on Better Edge. Subscribe to our Better Than Vegas page. Do it all over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the money green, and he is Ryan.
Go Hokies.
Kramer, let it ride.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.